Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's BLEAV, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. Bet Online, where the game starts.
And this is our Legends segment. I'm your host, Bobby Butler. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we have a Delray Beach legend, a baseball legend, Mr. Alfonso Bozo Pratt. Bozo, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, bro. Glad to be here, bro.
Man, so good to see you, man. It's been a long time, bro.
I don't know, man. I don't know what to do with you, man, since we left the JV football, right?
It's been a long time, right?
Yeah, man.
Well, listen, man. I've been wanting to get you on the show for a while. Didn't know how to get in contact with you. And, you know, this show that I do on Monday nights, we consider this a legend show, right? So we'll be talking to anybody from the NFL, you know, anybody who played at a high level, right?
Because I got Monty Holloman's number two now.
Well, I need to get him then. You need to hook the brother up, right?
Yeah.
So, man. So let's start the show off right. I got to ask you this question. I don't know the answer to this question, right?
Okay.
All right. Where did the nickname Bozo come from?
Delray Rocks.
Really?
Yes, Danny Titwell played a year before me.
Okay.
And he was a redhead.
Okay.
And it was all written on the helmet. You barely can see it, but you know, I was doing something to, you know, I was either slugging a guy or whatever, you know, and they were saying, you know, you can't hit him like that. Bozo. and after practice, man, that's how it started. Hey, don't hit him like that, Bozo. Go all the way walking home, man. And that's how it stuck, bro.
Well, you know, in Delray, my daddy always say this. He said, man, people in Delray give you a nickname in a minute, right?
Yes, man. They gave it to me, bro.
That's awesome. Well, man, you're a big time baseball legend, man. We're gonna get into that. But, you know, the most amazing thing, we know Delray as a football town.
Yes.
But you got your nickname playing with the Delray Rocks. So you did play football when you were in your youth. But let me ask you this question, because I know for me how it happened. You know, I really looked up to those guys who played at Carver High. You know, Anthony Penn and Greg Dobson and, you know, the name
right.
A few. They're the one really got me inspired to make me want to play. And so who inspired you to play baseball?
Well, actually, me and my buddy from Jersey, we picked it up. Six years old or something like that. We were playing in the fields against each other and stuff by going to the rummage sales and buying old gloves and balls.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then we ended up going to Hubbard Graham had a little league team.
Okay.
And we went out there and we started with Hubbard Graham. Mm-hmm. And after Hubbard Graham, he didn't come back the next year. I went to Red Odom.
Woo! So you got my man.
Yes.
Man, that man has changed a lot of people's lives in Delray.
Oh man, he's Red was the icon for this city.
Oh my
Delray.
God. And still out there, man. You're still training.
Yeah, he's still there. Still there. He's in his blood, man. It ain't going nowhere.
That's amazing. You know, it's funny. I always tell this story because I never played baseball. Never.
Right. I was telling Mark the same thing. I said, no, Bobby didn't play no baseball.
No baseball, not even the league.
I said you had them big legs and some legs of them horses to run.
Hey, I can run now.
But, yeah, I can run, boy.
It's the only sport that didn't call my name. And so I would go to Pompey Park back in the day and people playing Little League, Pony League, whatever. And I'd be so content being out in the stands watching my buddies play. And Larry Coffey was the same way. Neither one of us played the game of baseball.
Right.
Yeah, neither one of us played the game of baseball. But we had some good baseball players in Delray, Bozo. You know, I know what you did at a high level, but when you start talking about Pompey Park, you start talking about Pony League, and you start talking about – when you start talking Pony League, you're really talking about the integration of baseball, right?
When we were right.
Right, because I know you probably competed against Danny Titwell in Pony League.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I won most of the games behind in front of Danny Titwell.
And still
didn't get drafted. And he got drafted from Texas Rangers, and I didn't even get to get drafted.
Get drafted? Wow.
I went down to Palm Beach and signed and walked on.
Okay.
And met him in April. I went to Kingsport, Tennessee.
Okay.
And me and a guy named Rick Matula, we stayed there for like 25 days, and they sent us right to A ball out of rookie ball.
Wow.
And went straight in Danny Titwell with Texas Rangers. Well, I went up there and I ran out in the outfield and grabbed him from behind, and he said, "Darren, what black guy can grab me like this here and hold me like this?"
I know those arms right there, right?
Yeah, man. I turned him loose. He told me, "What you doing here? How you get here?" I say, "I took the long bus around, but I'm here."
I'm here, right? Hey, you know what, Bozo? That's amazing. I'm glad you said that, because one of the points I try to make the kids, right? It don't matter how you get there. You just got to get there.
Right.
And try to take advantage of the opportunity when you get there. And we also know that a lot of guys who get there still don't get the real opportunity, right?
Right.
And, you know, I can tell you about guys who play preseason football who maybe got 5 plays in a game, you know?
Right.
But never really got a chance to show themselves because of whatever situation. So, but when you get, it don't matter how you get there, it's that you get there and you try to take advantage of the situation when you get there.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Because some of the best football players of all time never got drafted.
Right. I mean, the best ball players I've seen, mm-hmm. I thought I've seen, mm-hmm. didn't even get the opportunity.
Didn't even get it, bro. Listen, man.
I used to stay with the Braves. I used to stay after practice, after mm-hmm. our workout, mm-hmm. and watch this guy from Alabama hit the ball.
Wow.
And he was one of the first guys they released. And I think he was they just brought him. Why they didn't sign this kid, I have mm-hmm. no idea.
Exactly.
But where that boy had talent. Wow. I mean, can stroke and, man, he can hit the ball.
Wow. Yeah, it's amazing, you know, because I'm going to be honest with you. I used to, when I was playing the league, I would look at some of the talent around me, and I'll make comments. I say, you know what? I can go to Delray and get somebody off the street corner. And they come here and play.
Yes.
You know.
Anywhere in Florida, bro, you back then when we was coming up.
Bro, they're coming here.
It was talent.
It was a lot of talent, man.
It's still here, bro. It's still here, man. But it's just – you know, baseball is, no phys education, no, you know, these kids don't have no workout. Right. You know, I even went out there last week, tried to get on the field out there, mm-hmm. and you couldn't get in the gate.
Wow.
I had to go somewhere else and run.
Wow.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, the gates are locked, and they done put fence up. That's you can't jump over them anymore.
That's tough.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. It's bad, bro. But it's for African American kids. We're failing right now.
Right.
Yeah, the system is failing us.
Well, the system is failing us, and I think the technology is messing us up. You know,
kids. Yeah. Because they don't. You know, when I was out there in Little League, man, I had 100 kids want to come play catch with me. In Little League.
Exactly. Think about that.
Now you can't even find a kid. But you go out to Colorado where Monte is.
Right.
I went out there with my Braves bag and stuff. This, but mm-hmm. they were old. I went to his school, his kids' school. Mm-hmm. And they were all over me like ants.
Wow, man.
If they were kids, they were like pulling, don't leave, don't leave.
Wow, man. That's what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
man. That's the way we had it, bro.
Right. So now, when you were coming up, okay, in Delray, playing Little League, Pony League, when you're on that level,
uh-huh.
Name some of the guys who inspired you. Did you ever get a chance to see Carver High play many baseball games?
I Greg Dobson and all those guys for Carver, mm-hmm. And Beanpole signed with Cincinnati, mm-hmm. and he didn't stay. Mm-hmm. I don't know the reasons, but mm-hmm. man, I was dying to play for Carver, and then integration killed all that.
You know,
I'm a Dodger man all the way, man. I love that blue and white.
Right.
Yeah. And yeah, man, I love that blue and white. But I didn't get the opportunity, and you know, I just had to chalk it up and keep moving, bro.
Oh, you do. I mean, you know, life does go on. But one of the things when we talk about that time when we integrated, you know, it was a good thing. But at the time, it did not feel good because I remember all I wanted to do was play for Coach Coffey at Carver High.
Right. That's who got me at Bethune.
Really? Coach Coffey?
Yeah. You know, Coffey had everybody scared of.
Yeah, that's right.
Because, I was coming across the field from practice,
mm-hmm.
and Victor Wilson, they were on the football field down there, and they said, "Coach, there he is, right there. There he is. He was going, man." And they hollering, and I'm running away from him because I wasn't going over there with that. I was not going over there with that crazy man.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you now.
When I saw him do to those guys, man, to be so little, man.
He was crazy, man. He was that.
Man, he instilled football in their hearts, though, bro.
Hey, listen, I don't know.
But they finally got me over there. I got over there, and boom, he asked me, did I want to go to school? And I went to Cookman, right. Man, and I had a great year.
That's good, man.
Great year there, and my grade level was low, and I should have played football.
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't see anybody throw football like that when I was there.
Right, exactly.
But them jokers was killing each other down around that time. I said, man, what am I going to do if I hurt this arm here?
Well, you had to protect that arm, right?
Yeah.
So I think about Delray. Now, you know, of course, I don't know baseball like you. But the people that I do know who played the game, when I think about left-hand pitchers, I think about you.
Uh-huh.
And I think about my classmate, Jeff Morrison. Right.
Yeah. Right.
And then I think about a young guy who's a little younger than me, a guy by the name of Gus Burgess.
Gus Burgess, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So
Boston Red Sox.
Boston Red Sox. All three of you guys had dynamite arms. So when you were pitching, Bozo, your arm. What was your game? Were you more of a velocity guy? You were a finesse guy? What were you doing?
I was an all-around pitcher. I can throw hard, mm-hmm. and I had the good curveball. Mm-hmm. I had a good split finger.
Mm-hmm.
I relied on my fastball more than I did my curveball. Okay. But my curveball was my bread and butter.
Oh, really? It was like a changeup?
No, it's just that I can throw it from two and three different angles.
Oh wow!
I can throw it off the table. I can throw it where it breaks straight across. I can throw it where, you know, just two or three different angles. It all depends on who's coming to bat.
Now, when you say that, I'm thinking about myself being at the plate. I'll probably be ducking because I'm thinking that ball gonna hit me.
Exactly. That's why you was a football player instead of track star.
Right.
because my cousin got hit. My Andrew Wallace. He got. You know Al Wallace is his father.
Okay.
Yeah, played with the Panthers, Cal Allen Panthers.
Right.
Yeah. Well, he started Little League, man, and Phillip Owens hit him in the back with the ball, and that was his last day. He threw the bat down and walked right across that dirt field. I never came back.
Well, now, I saw something bad one night, but now that you bring that up, your brother Sam.
He
pitched a Joe Chaney one night, and in his follow through, before he can get up, that ball was right inside of his face, man. That scared the daylights out of me.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll never forget that. I was sitting up there like, whoa, did that just happen? You know, but he was all right, you know.
Yeah.
That was scary. I said, man, that little ball hard and it's fast. You can't get out the way.
Yeah, Sam can hit the ball, bro. But he left Hank Aaron standing up there. I had a trial for him, but he left Hank Aaron standing up after I left with Braves and went to Cardinals.
Right. Wow.
And Hank called me and said, well, where is he?
Wow.
I called back home, and then he never showed up.
Never showed up. Wow.
Nope.
Well, yeah, you get your opportunities. You know, you can take advantage of it, you don't take advantage.
Exactly.
I mean, that's just life and how it goes. And sometimes when you get the opportunity, it just don't pan out, right?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
So it is what it
man,
is.
Man, it's being in the right place at the right time. And having somebody on your side that cares about you.
There you go. Well, you said it all right there. You said it all right there.
Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle-friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's BLEAV. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
Well, man, that's amazing, man, because I remember, talking to Greg Dobson. You know, Greg Dobson lives here in Atlanta. I get with Greg quite often. We go to lunch a couple times a year. You know, we talk a lot. And I got to love baseball.
Right.
He loved baseball, and I think
we go at it every time when he gets here through here with him and Rick Grant.
Rick Grant.
yeah. But Rick ducking me, and he ducking me on the golf course, man. He ducking me. He ducking me bad.
You hitting the golf
ball? He don't want that whooping, man. He's scared right now.
Hey, when I come home, I gotta go out with you, man.
Yeah, man. Come on, man. I'm gonna be looking for you.
I need to bring my sticks down there, man.
Man. Don't leave your sticks home, baby.
I'm going to bring them down there for sure.
Man.
I'm coming down there in May now. Don't forget that. I'm coming in May.
All right. Hey, you remember P-Lo?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's up there with you, matter of fact.
Get out.
P-Lo was my catcher.
Wow. He up in
there? Yeah, in Little League. In Little League, when we first started with the Red and stuff, he was my catcher.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, man. P-Lo used to have all kinds of patents in the glove. He said, come here, man. Let me show you something. He said, come here. Let me show you something. Look at this. You can see the ball seams in the ball, in the glove, right where it hit. Oh!
you throw that ball in there too, right? Oh, my God.
He said, man, you're killing me, man.
Absolutely. He did everything to help him, man. That's amazing, man.
Man, it was God's gift of blessing, bro.
It was.
That's all I can say.
It was your gift. And so I'm sitting here thinking, I said, now what if Bozo would have come out there and played quarterback on their football team? Man,
they weren't going loud with Danny and Lee Wilder in there.
Yeah, that's right. Danny was there because you guys were seniors my freshman year in high school.
Right.
And Danny was a quarterback and Lee was the backup guy. And
exactly.
So I eventually came up as a 10th grader. When you left, I was Lee's
backup. Right.
I was Lee's backup as a 10th grader.
Yeah, I left at between the same time because Wilder told me, Lee, no, me, Sankfield, mm-hmm. and Herbert Jones, if we don't come to Varsity, we can't play no more.
Really?
You remember when we had Big Fisher back there? We were scrimmaging.
Yes.
We had him crying.
Big Jim.
Yeah. Wilder was so mad. He was so mad. We put it on him, boy.
I love it. Hey, man, that was a big dude, man.
What, boy, when he stopped that crying, it was all over.
It was all over, yeah.
He was a bad boy then. When he stopped them tears from falling out his eyes.
Oh, man, he was a monster.
Yeah, he's a state attorney, I think. He was up there in, what is it, Oklahoma somewhere?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, district attorney. Yeah, he's a big boy.
Wow, go ahead, Jim.
Yeah.
How much that joke away, man? About 230?
No, he's slim. And last time I seen him in the last, what, 5 years, I guess, mm-hmm. or more, mm-hmm. he looks good.
Oh, good. That's good, man.
No, he's not all big like that.
Right. I mean, when he played in high school, now he was big.
No, he was huge. That boy, he was a big boy.
For the back, I would have put him on the line.
Yeah.
That's so big, boy. Well, that's amazing, man. Because see, on this show, the thing I want parents to get, first of all, inspiration. You got to see the older guys play.
Yes,
because you'll fall in love with some of them guys, and you'll try to be like them. And I remember for me, I would go in the streets and try to do everything I saw Anthony Penn do.
Right, that's how you learn, bro. That's how you learn.
Trying to do it. And I can imagine you going to see Greg Dobson play, going to see Randy Alfonso Wilson, all those guys play.
Right.
And you want to do the same thing. And then you want to get better.
Exactly.
When you're young, you want to be like them. But when you start to get older, you go, hey, look, I want to pass these guys, right?
Well, that's the key is what I've been telling you we're missing, bro. We done lost all the love, bro. Yeah. The kids is not, they don't play marbles and stuff like, they don't get their hands dirty no more. It's over. If you're going to grab kids now, you got to start at 5 years old.
Absolutely.
You have a bus, go get them and all that kind of stuff. That's the way it's going to happen for us, man. Right. That's the only way you're going to get them.
You
get them young and groom them young. Right. If you don't do that, it's not going to work.
It's not going to work. And see, but with us, and all of us was this way in Delray. We were groomed in the streets. We were playing.
Exactly. We played football on the street. If you go on the sideline, you get tackled.
You get tackled. Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly. Man,
we played football, and the hardest hit I ever got was in Sandlot football by Marvin Sutton, behind the old fire department by the Civic Center. I caught the ball to running for a touchdown, man, and I don't know where he came from. He went in my body and came out.
Wow. That's
man,
crazy.
He went, I mean, he leveled me, man.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy, man. Well, man, I wish these people could see you play back in the day, man. I mean, you were a special athlete, man. I remember being a freshman. I came to the high school, with my nose just like wide open, but, intimidated because, this is high school, right?
And right.
Football team was undefeated that year, y'all senior year. You had Danny playing quarterback. You had Big Fisher. You had Luther Moses running that ball around the end. You had Kevin Logan, Larry Temple. I mean, you had Dwayne Blunt. I talked with Blunt the other day. I'm gonna get Blunt on this show.
Yeah, he was here yesterday. He was here at my house yesterday.
That's crazy. Blunt was a bad boy, man. A lot of people.
That's Thunder Chicken, bro.
Blunt was a bad
you
bad
could, boy. This boy did not even work out, man. And if you reached to put your hands on him, you couldn't touch him. He's just that fast.
You couldn't touch him. I remember Blunt and Luther both playing those wing backs, man. And, man, they used to get it done. They used to get it done. And I'm going to be honest with you. My short story, I played rock ball in the ninth grade, right? It was my last year with the Rocks, 135-pound team. So after that was over, I knew I had to go to school to play. I'm thinking I'm going to play JV, right? And so when spring practice started, I had no idea that JV and varsity practiced together, right? And I'm glad nobody told me that they practiced together. Because I wouldn't show up.
So you had to boot up.
Oh, listen, if I would have knew I was going to be out there with Luther.
Yeah.
Those guys, St. Phil, Chuck Jones, David Peel, bro.
Right.
I wouldn't have showed up, right?
But right. That's my whole crew there you just named.
Some of the best athletes of all time right there.
Yes, sir. Tony Scott, Gregory Scrowl.
All them guys.
You didn't do anything right. You got to run through them big boys there.
Them big boys right there. You know? And so, man, you know, so I went out and to make a long story short, ended up, you know, got in a position where I could get, I was starting free safety, you know, the next year as a 10th grader. But I'm glad nobody didn't tell me I was out. The varsity was going to be out there the same time because I wouldn't have showed up. It just went to state. It just went to state in the fall. And we had a lot of guys coming back. Right?
Right, man. It's all hard, bro. It's all hard.
And then I'm playing quarterback, and I never forget the first day, Bozo, the first day we went in pads. And Coach Wilder put me with all the scrubs, man. You know, it seemed like on defense, they had Chuck Cunningham, they had Jimmy St. Phil, they had all the dogs over there.
Right.
You know, they had all them guys, Luther.
Right.
And he gave me all those ninth graders. And the first play he called was an option right. And you know who was the DN on that side? Was Jimmy St. Phil.
Jimmy St. Phil.
Hey, but it worked out good because I was scared. And I went to that right, I faked that pitch, and I took off 180.
Well, you had them scats, boy.
And I was scared too, so I was running doubly fast.
That's all right. You still ran it. That's the good part. Right?
And so,
yes, sir. You were broke in then.
But the thing was, I got to a place where I got comfortable.
Right.
I got comfortable. That's right. And I wasn't afraid anymore. I just started playing ball. And you know, and I'm up there playing. And to this day, Chuck Jones is one of my best buddies.
Right.
Chuck Jones, man, Chuck Jones took care of me in high school. Right?
Okay.
Matter of fact, Chuck Jones said, he said, the thing about Bozo, I talked to him, was it the day or yesterday? He said, this guy had the greatest character and the greatest attitude of anybody. He said, nothing ever got to you. He said, you're just a great guy.
I just love that ball, bro. That baseball, I love throw that ball, bro.
But you think about it. When you're playing sports and your attitude is right, that's another thing we talk to kids. We talk about character. We talk about your attitude, right? And if you play the game, and you know baseball, football, all those sports, they're hard enough, right, in itself.
But exactly.
If you play with good character and play with integrity, right?
Right.
Well, you can go a long way in the game.
Hey, that's it. Bro, that'll take you wherever you want to go.
Absolutely.
You gotta have love in your heart for someone else other than yourself.
That's right.
And it'll take you a long ways, and you meet people, different people, and I love to travel because they always said the bus ain't gonna never leave you because I beat the bus there.
Exactly. Right. I know that's
right. I'm waiting. I love to go, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'll be sitting on my bags with my reeling rod or whatever, boy. I'm ready to go.
Let's go. But, you know, we think about all the time that we dedicated to our sport, right? The times that we were together with our teammates on the buses, you know, travel, on the field, and on the field, especially in practice, just going through the things you went through together, right?
Right.
Those guys, I can be anywhere. And you can call one of my ex-teammates' name, and the first thing I do, I smile, right? And I may go back, a thought may take me back to a time, and I just laugh. It's just like, when I think about my teammates, I'm smiling, I'm laughing, right? It feels good, right? You know, that brotherhood, there's nothing better than that.
Oh, I got one for you, though. I got one for you. Mm-hmm. You remember when we went to Fort Pierce?
Fort Pierce.
We went to Fort Pierce, you know, in JV.
Uh-huh.
And I was playing the deep back, the receiving the ball.
Uh-huh.
And we were setting the screen on the right side, and I said, no way, because you know the boys outweighed us by 40 pounds.
Doing farm boys.
What? Man, that Don Latterman ran, turned around. I went by him and another big guy between them, and I was headed for a touchdown. Do you know that guy turned around and ran me down? You can hear that big guy coming, man. Hey, he sounded like a train.
Don Latterman was a special.
And you remember when I got up, when he grabbed me, he slung me on the track field, man. And my shoulder pads was turned. He popped the strings in the front and the back. My shoulder pads were turned horizontal.
Oh, right. Well, listen, man, Don Lemon was he did a lot of guys in the NFL like that.
Yeah, shoot, he did J. Mac Mullen them and Isaiah them down there in Boca. He said, "You next."
J. Mac Mullen. Hey, listen, man. One thing I can say about our little town. You know, I've been doing this show 2 years now, and people say, "Well, you got so many people to talk to." I say, "Man, we haven't even tapped the surface." There's so many people
in Delray. Exactly.
And little Delray, we got so many great athletes come out of that town. We haven't even tapped the bucket yet. Right?
Right.
There's so many great players come out of there. One of the things I always think about, right? And so I've had the opportunity to have Red Odom on the show. I had Red Odom on with Bill Caesar and with Coach Nate Collins. Now, they played high school ball together in 63 at Carver High. Mm-hmm. One of Pompey's best team ever, right?
Right.
And so I got a chance to talk to those guys about the talent. You know, what do y'all do? It's so much talent on that one team. He said, you just had to wait your turn.
That's right. You had to wait your turn. That's exactly.
And we were so
It's deep. A small town, but boy, full of talent.
Well, think about this. Carver High not only played with kids from Delray. Kids came from Boynton. They came from Lake Osborne. They came from Pearl City. They came from Pearl City.
Exactly.
So all the blacks, except for those who left Delray and played at Seacrest, because we had a few, right? So we had all that talent, and they said, you just had to wait your turn, right?
That's right.
You had to wait your turn. And they said, when you waited your turn, you should get your brains beat out by those great players that were up. I had Kelly Brown on the show one time, and he was talking about how Barry Hill, you know, used to try to tackle a Grizzly guy. You know, he said, man, he would get and Barry be trying to hold on. He'd be holding on. Then you look 4 years later and you got a kid, him and Big Daddy Hunt, they go to Iowa.
Right.
They were the first African Americans to go to a Division I college to play football. Mm-hmm. Think about that. And then I never forget watching both of them play in the Sun Bowl. I was a little kid.
Right.
Barry on TV. I'll never forget that. Barry's on
TV. Oh, yeah. If he can get his hand on that ball, he's going to catch it.
Oh, Barry Hill was special.
Yes.
Barry Hill was a special guy. And so when you see that, I know for me, you know, I'm thinking I can do it. And then and then Barry, you know, Barry talked with me one day, gave me some wisdom, you know, and I heeded it. I mean, I listened to what he had to tell me about going to college. Because I had opportunities, right? And so I wanted to go to Cookman. I wanted to go to Cookman, Bozo, because Anthony Penn, Greg Dawson, Randy Strong.
The meat.
Charles Cornelius.
Right.
You know, they all, Bootsy Coleman, they all went to Cookman.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's all I can see. But then Barry pulled my coat to him. He said, look. He said, what are you trying to do? I said, look, I want to play after college. He said, well, I promise you, you need to get on TV. He said, you need to go somewhere you get on TV. Now, everybody in the nation recruited me pretty much to play defense, right? So I had opportunities. Right. And so, but when he talked to me, I said, okay, all right, I hear it. I went and met Coach Bowden, me and my parents. That was the first trip I took, was to Florida State.
Right.
When I met Coach Bowden, man, I fell in love with that guy immediately. I can't explain it, Bozo. I can't explain it because Florida State was a nobody. And you know, in Delaware, we win football games. And you know, the year before I got there, Florida State was 5-6, and that's the best record they had in the previous 5 years.
So how did he inspire you?
It was just something about him. In the meeting, I couldn't explain it, you know, because when I came out of the meeting, Bozo, I told my mama, I want to play for him.
Mm-hmm.
I believed him. The words he was saying, you know, I believed him right away, right? And okay. I told my mom, I said, I want to play for that guy. She said, son, you can't make that decision now. You got to take all your visits, right? And so I did that. I went up to Michigan State, East Lansing, and it's the first time I ever saw snow. And I knew that weekend, I said, ain't no way in the world I'm coming up here. It ain't happening. I had one high school football jacket, mm-hmm. you know, and I saw snow for the first time. Bruh, it was cold up there. No, I was a chicken out of water. This is not for me.
Hey, I hear you.
When I came back home, I told my mom, I'm not taking another trip. I know what I want to do. I want to go to Florida State. Because I was playing basketball at the same time. Yeah, uh-huh. Coach Wilder wouldn't let me take any trips during football season. I didn't like that in the beginning, but I ended up liking that because it made me focus on football, playing my senior year of football, as opposed to going all these visits, coming back all Hollywood with my nose wide open. Right.
So, well, you had them found your game then.
I had found
it. I can hear it in your voice right now, so I know you had them found your game.
Absolutely.
So you was ready to go from there.
Bro, I was ready to go.
Yeah, you knew what you wanted to do.
I know, right.
And that's why I left school. I left school because I wanted to play baseball, but I should have stayed in school and better, you know, better my education.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when you're in the moment, sometimes you just don't know. And I believe this too, Bozo. You just have to go for it. Whatever you feel in your heart.
Yeah,
you have to go for
it. Yeah.
You know,
I was right there, bro.
Yeah, you just got to go for it.
Yes, sir. I agree with that one.
Yeah.
I had a good time and I enjoyed it. And traveling over on the other side of the world playing and all that kind of stuff, man, I enjoyed every bit of it.
And I know when you start playing around the world, you saw some great baseball.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, you saw some great baseball, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, my roommate in Italy was Lenny Randle.
Come on, man.
The Royals, you remember he blew the ball foul with his mouth?
Yeah.
That was my roommate over there.
Wow, that's crazy, man. Boy, that's a small world. That's
yeah, small man. Now, he called me Alfonso.
So let me ask you this. So I want to go back a little bit. When we talked about, you know, you playing Pony League and you were the king on our side of town. Danny Titwell was the king on his side of town. But doing y'all play high school ball together, right?
No, he wasn't the king over now over there either, because I put him to sleep there over there too.
Let's go there too.
I put him to sleep. He said, play throw. Why you didn't throw me a fastball? I said, why throw you something? That's all you hit.
That's all right. Exactly. you put that juice on it, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man, I put that wiggle on him.
Oh my God!
Hey, we actually look at it. We was walking him. He, you know, we had I had 3 balls on him, okay. And they was booing. So Mr. Cusimano said, "Pratt, I want you to pitch to him.
Okay.
Pitch to him.
Right.
Don't walk him. Pitch to him."
Wow.
And I threw him three straight curveballs and out of there.
Wow.
And we won the game.
I love it, man. So, but when y'all were in high school, y'all had a pretty good baseball team.
Yeah, man.
Tell me about that. What did y'all do in Atlantic High School? How far did y'all get?
Oh, we went all the way to the regional, bro. And I think they should have started me.
Okay.
Instead of Titwell,
right
against the Cubans over up there, you know, we them the boys can hit the ball.
Y'all play somebody from Tampa?
We went to Key West.
Key West, okay, all right.
Yeah,
all right.
Went to Key West to regional. We, you know, if I'd have stayed in Boca, we'd have won it.
Right.
You know, see, I had to come over from integration.
Right. Exactly.
And Saturas was upset that I couldn't stay.
Wow.
And because of. Actually, Boca had a better hitting team, but see, I stopped Boca for getting there. I hit in the only run, and I was the winning pitcher.
Wow, man.
Yep.
I like that.
And still didn't get pitcher of the week now the pitcher of the month, you know, on 10 or 12.
Nigga, those politics.
Still didn't get it, bro.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy, man. Well, that's something, man. Well, talk
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I can go on and on.
Right. Talk about some of the talent in Delray, baseball wise. And I know over there at Pompey Park, you know, I saw people like Joe Chaney play. You know, Joe Chaney was a pretty decent baseball player, right?
Yes.
Johnny Haynes was a good baseball player, right?
Okay.
Catch up.
I didn't get a chance to play with Johnny, but I heard it was a lot of those guys under with Sam that came up behind with my brother Sam. Sam, them boys can play.
Yeah, Sam and I in the same class. So Johnny Haynes in the same class, right? Who else did they have, man? Everybody played baseball in Delray except me and Larry Coffin.
Okay.
Yeah, so we used to go. I should go out there sometimes and watch them play, but I didn't have a lot of interest in that game, you know.
And you gotta love it, that's for sure.
Well, you know, I never really played it like that. You know, we did play what we call baseball, you know, the old stick ball in the streets. We took a mop, a broomstick.
Yeah, you gotta in baseball. You gotta come up with it, man. You gotta come up with the ball in your hand, gloves in your hand.
Right. Exactly.
And yeah, if you don't do that with baseball, then you're not gonna. It's tough.
There's no such thing as going out in the ninth and tenth grade and making it in that sport.
Right, right.
That's over. You got from the time you can almost run, you got to have that glove in your hand.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good, man. Yes. That's good, man. Well, man, hey, listen, did Coach Hurst ever coach you?
No. I miss Henson in high school.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, they had Jay Rader, you the history teacher.
I remember Jay Rader. Yep.
Yeah, but Henson should have been the coach.
Okay.
He should have been the baseball coach.
Okay. Yeah.
All my draft cards came to the high school, and I don't know why, but
they
came to the school, and I don't even believe they went back to the damn in the mail.
Wow, that's crazy.
I really do.
That's
crazy. Yeah, man. I really don't.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was
I had a good time, bro. That's all I can say. I had a good time. Well, I had a good time.
You enjoyed what you were doing. You played at a high level. Right. There's nothing more than that, man. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, I don't care what football was, you know, like even in my life, people ask me, they always want to ask you about the money, you know, if you play professionally.
Right.
But
right.
You know what? I played for free before that.
Me too, bro. Yes.
You know,
it wasn't about the money, man. I had love for the game.
I had love for the game. So if pro football was this, Bozo, I would have showed up. If it were, all right, you come to Atlanta. We're going to practice during the day, but you're going to have to get a night job because we're not going to pay you. I would have showed up.
Right.
I would have showed up.
Right.
You know, I'm playing. You know, I wanted to play. And so
that
was the biggest thing for me. When I grew up in that town of Delray, football was king. And we started talking about Carver High. Man, there was nothing like those last 2 years of Carver High football.
Right.
And if you were a kid in that town, it had to get to you some kind of way, right?
That's right.
You know,
right?
You know, I didn't go to a lot of Carver High games, but at that time, we used to live in Carver Park. And I could hear the band from my bedroom.
Have an idea who my idol really was in the big leagues?
Who?
Vida Blue.
Hey, listen, he was a special guy. Oakland A's.
Yeah.
Vida Blue was a special dude.
Yes. 96 miles an hour fastball.
Woo! It's crazy, man.
Right, man.
I remember those Oakland A's days.
Right.
I remember those days back in the days when they were winning everything over there. Right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they were special. And so when you see guys like that on TV playing, and you know, he's throwing that ball the same way you throw that ball. I mean, it's inspiration.
Yes, sir.
I mean, it inspires you to want to go out and do it, man. You know, I remember I used to put, when I was a little kid, when I first started writing names on the back of my T-shirt, I used to write Gale Sayers' name on the back of my shirt.
Right.
And I'd go out in the streets over there in Carver Park. I remember like it was yesterday. And I'd go out there and try to do every move I saw him do. And you know, he was special, right? And I got to the point where kids couldn't touch me. I get that ball, I'll fake them out, right? They couldn't touch me, right?
Right.
And then I went to a Carver High game, and I never forget it, like it was last night. Carver High was playing Roosevelt. And Anthony Penn dropped back the pass, Bozo. And before he can set his feet, the rush was on top of him, and he ran to the right. And then when he got to the right, he made a loop and came all the way back around. And then he had to make another loop. So he back about 20, 30 yards now, right?
Right.
Look like this is gonna be a disaster.
Disaster.
And next thing you know, he started running forward to the line of scrimmage, and he yanked one, everything he had, and Alphonso Wilson running down there. Bam, 70-yard touchdown.
70 yards.
And right there, my mouth dropped. I go,
right.
That's what I want to do. I want to do that right there.
Yes, sir.
And from that point on, I never went outside and put Sayers on the back. I went outside and I had Penn on the back, number 10.
Right.
Because I knew then, hey, look, I want to be that guy right there.
I want to be a ball player. That's all too.
I want to be a ball player, man. And so,
I want to be a ball player.
And then you think about Carver High winning state titles, back-to-back state titles.
Right.
The first year that they allowed the black schools to play for the title, you know, against white teams, they won it back-to-back years. And then after that, they integrated schools.
Okay.
You know, and so, and we haven't won a state title since 1969 in Delray.
Right.
We played for about five or six title games.
Right.
Because when I was in high school, we played for three. You know, your last year, they were undefeated. They lost to Haines City, right?
Haines City, right.
And then my junior year, we lost to Ocala Forest at Atlantic. And then my senior year, we lost to Panama City Bay High by 1 point in Ocala. And then I think Gus Burgess played for one about 2 years later.
Okay.
And then I went to see them play. They played St. Peter's or something in Orlando a few years ago. And I went to the game
Dr. Phillips.
Dr. Phillips. There it is, Dr. Phillips. And they lost that one, man. And I always say this. There was one thing that we had at Carver High, there was a Coffey in charge of the football team, right?
Right.
Roger Coffey was the head coach. Larry Coffey has been trying to get the Atlantic High job since he's been coaching.
Yes.
And I think they turned it down about four or five times.
Four or five times, right.
And I said, man, if they get Coffey back in charge, we'll win us another title. We just need a Coffey to be in charge, right?
Hey, don't you forget about that other Burgess boy too now.
Hey, listen. I played
Jerome.
I played with Jerome.
That man, I sat in when they came to draft them. I was in the house with them.
Really?
They actually came for Jerome.
Now Jerome.
But Jerome went to a tryout.
Yeah.
And hurt his arm.
Hurt his arm. Yes. Jerome was one of the best football players I ever played with.
What? But man, Jerome can hit that bat. But Jerome was one of the best. He would have been one of the best catchers right now in the major leagues if he wouldn't have hurt that arm.
Yeah, he was a special guy. Jerome played as a temperate. I threw Jerome a lot of touchdown passes. He was a tight end. In my senior year, he was a go-to guy.
Oh, okay.
He was a go-to guy my senior year. My junior year, Steve Cornelius was the go-to guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Steve Cornelius was a special guy.
Yeah, all them Cornelius bad.
Every one of them, man. I mean, you can just line them up, right?
Every one of them. The best baseball player, shortstop I ever seen was Juan Cornelius.
Juan Cornelius.
Juan Cornelius. What?
Yes,
hey, now if you seen any film on Santana from Dominican Republic, excuse me.
Okay,
If you've seen any films on him.
That was Juan.
He better than Santana. Juan, the sweetest thing I ever seen do it.
Wow.
I'm telling you right now, and since I played.
That's special, bro.
Juan was the best. He had the best glove I ever seen in my life.
Wow, man, that's powerful.
And he was a drunk. Yes, man. I'm serious. Yeah, exactly. Dude.
Wow.
Dude, he was the best I ever seen do it.
Getting it done, man.
Man, if he's better than Santana, my God, bro.
So we think about things like that, and we talked about it a little bit earlier, how there's so much talent on the street.
Yes.
You know, and I really wish, and I know some guys just can't see it through, right, for whatever reason, but If I was a scout, and if my coach allowed me and just tell me this, you go and recruit the best and just be successful at what you do.
Right.
I'll do things so unorthodox because I know where to go to look for talent.
Right. I'll tell you one thing right now. I started with Red Odom with the men's when I was 11 years old.
Wow.
Man. And was winning.
Wow.
And I went to the bars. And I'm saying this so young kids can hear this, you know, this broadcast, however you airlift it. But I was in the bars and I never did anything out of the way other than drink a beer.
Right.
Wow. Never. That's how well I love the game.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It was there. Believe me, all the bad stuff was right there.
It's always
there. It was right there, man. But I don't do that, bro. I'm sorry.
Hey, listen, man. And that's where some of those guys go that way.
Right.
They're not disciplined enough to leave that alone. And then you got some of those guys who can do that for a while and still function and hang out there, but it's just a matter of time.
The Braves brought up Gary Cooper. He was a number one draft choice out of Savannah. He was out of Savannah. He lived in Savannah State.
Okay.
I mean, Savannah, Georgia.
Right.
And he was in Double A with me. Mm-hmm. And after every season, they brought him up. And he hit a buck. He hit a buck 50 or less.
Really?
He wake up smoking marijuana, go to bed smoking marijuana.
That's crazy, man.
And he'll switch hitter, and he runs like a deer.
Wow.
Man, all that talent, bro.
All that talent.
And then you look at yourself that you're a green hornet, and you don't get the break.
You don't get a break. That's crazy, man.
It's crazy.
But you know what, though? I will say this, though, Bozo, and you know this true, too. It will catch up with you.
Yes. Sooner or later.
Sooner or later, catch up with you. Of course, I had teammates the same way in professional ranks. You know, they just couldn't stay away from that stuff. Short career.
All it is, all you got to do is say no, my brother. No, really, man. And I don't even appreciate you even offering it to me.
Thank you. Don't do it again. Thank you.
You know, you don't want me to get upset with you. Don't offer me that, bro. I don't do that.
That's the way
I handled it, and I had no problems out of nobody with it.
And you won't have any problems, right?
Right.
Because what you're bringing to the game, they like what you're bringing to the game, right?
So it's man, going- I loved it.
Oh yeah.
My mom had to undress me from the rocks because I was running track.
Right.
And playing baseball
and
football and catching cramps and all this kind of stuff. But that baseball was in my bed with me.
It was in your blood. It was for you to do.
Yes, sir.
You were anointed to do that, bro.
Yes, man.
Well, listen, man, it was so good to have you on the show.
Hey, man, I'm glad to be here, my brother, and good to see you, man. It's been so long, man. I'm going to give you – I got a hug for you. You know that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. So you bring them clubs with you, and you're going to get a
– I'm bringing my clubs, and we got each other's number.
That's right.
I'm telling you right now, I'm going to be down there the third week in May.
Okay.
Down there the third week in May. So let's make sure we get up with each other and go hit that ball.
All right. Sounds good, my brother.
God bless you, man.
Hey, yeah, God bless you too, and thank you for the interview, my brother.
Oh, thank you for coming,
ladies. Yeah, thank you for thinking about me, bro.
Hey, I'm thinking about everybody down there that did something great, man.
All right, I'm gonna give mine to your number.
All right, there you go.
I'm gonna give him your number.
Let him do that. Well, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, love you, bro.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time: this show is presented by Bet Online.
That's our show tonight. If you love the show, comment, share with your friends. This is your host, Bobby Butler. This is our legend segment with Mr. Bozo Pratt. Man, love you, bro. Peace.
Peace. One love, bro. One love.
There you go. Yes,
what is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.